Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels during this Christmas season. Today, Luke chapter 1, verses 34 through 38. Mary had just heard from Gabriel that she was going to conceive, and she asked, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who is said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. The angel delivered unbelievable news. Mary was going to have a baby. Her response was expected. "How will this be?" Mary questioned, "since I'm a virgin." Gabriel's explanation was as mysterious as his presence, but his last words drove home the reality of the situation. "For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant." That's Mary's statement of surrender. She was the first person to accept Jesus on his terms. Her engagement with the man she loved would be in jeopardy. Those closest to her would not understand her pregnancy. The small town would be filled with rumors. But she trusted God and surrendered to his plan. Many people believe that they can draw up the terms of their relationship with Jesus. But that's just not how it works. Everyone who truly wants to follow hard after Jesus must come to a place of surrender. Like Mary, we must say, "I am the Lord's servant. Use me as your instrument in any way you desire." Lord, I confess that the place of surrender is difficult, but I desire to be your servant. I surrender my life to you. Use me to carry out your plan. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us this Christmas season, and we just want you to know if we can pray for you, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.